signs of life?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Bank stress keeps adding up, but the number of jobless claims actually came down. And some retail numbers looked downright, well, better than we thought. It's the morning open, just minutes into trading, and we're checking where Wall Street is. Dow is up about a quarter of a percent, 19 points. NASDAQ up just barely. And the S&P 500 up about half a percent right now. Asian markets faring well today. The Nikkei added 4.5%. European markets up right now about 1% to 2%. Let's bring in Bill Stone, Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Wealth Management. He's joining us live from Philadelphia. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
All right, let's talk bank stress tests first. How will their release later today, at, I think 5 o'clock Eastern, affect anything, given that so much information has already come out?
Well, I think one thing is we don't know for sure exactly what information is correct or not, in the sense that, you know, so a lot of it's naming unnamed sources. But that being said, there has been a lot of, I'll call them trial balloons floated. So I guess a lot of us are hopeful that there may not be a whole lot of impact, that people are already comfortable with what may have been floated out, the worst case scenarios.
Again, those coming out later today, 5 Eastern. Jobless claims came out today, and they were down to their lowest level in more than 2 months, Bill, just above 600,000. Are we popping the bubbly on that?
Well, I don't know about we're getting to that point yet, but the good news is they're going in the right direction, and I think that also feeds back to the stress test, in the sense that, you know, more jobs mean, or at least less loss of jobs means more chance that people will actually pay back the financial companies, and things just get better from there. So it's undoubtedly good news.
And in just a few seconds, Bill, quickly, retail sales today, especially Walmart, looked pretty civil. I mean, is it the warmer weather? Are we spending more because it's warmer?
I think, you know, you definitely give it a little bit to the warmer getting outside, but I also have to say we're seeing statistics that consumer confidence has gotten better. You know, just look at the jobless claims, less people losing their jobs or less than people expect, maybe less worries about losing your job, get out there and spend a little bit more. Also, a lot of discounting out there, so that also helped.
All right. Bill Stone, Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Wealth Management, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
And checking Wall Street again right now, the Dow is pretty much flat. NASDAQ has swung to lower now, about 0.3%. This morning, we hear that the Obama administration will tackle some fiscal 2010 budget cuts totaling about $17 billion. Yeah, sounds like a big number, but it's just half of a percent of the total budget Congress approved. And as Tamara Keith tells us, trimming the fat won't be easy.
A senior administration official described the budget-cutting strategy as searching for things that work and trying to cut back on things that don't work. The Obama budget team has identified 121 line items they say don't work. Half of the cuts would come from military spending, the other half from things like reimbursing states for incarcerating illegal immigrants who commit crimes, and a $600,000 education attaché in Paris. But one person's failed idea or unnecessary expense is someone else's vital program. Past presidents have run up against this reality in the halls of Congress before, and President Obama is likely to encounter similar resistance. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader John Boehner says the cuts don't go far enough. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America, committed to treating customers as people, not policies. Online at trustedchoice.com. American Public Media presents A Better Life, Creating the American Dream, supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
This will help your breakfast click or cluck and help your pocketbook, too. Seems like there are quite a few folks going the route of backyard chicken coop. Owners say hens churn out delicious, fresh eggs for just a few bucks a week. But we're not talking rural Texas or the High Plains. How about downtown Philly, where having chickens is against the law? Our wingman, Joel Rose, reports.
At first glance, Zoe's backyard looks typical for a house in West Philadelphia. There's a big wooden deck and a yard extending another 10 feet back. And then there's the chicken coop.
Come here, girls. Come here. Come here, girls. What do I got?
The four birds converge from all corners of the yard, pecking vigorously at the sunflower seeds she dispenses.
The white one is kind of the ugliest, in my opinion, but she's the best layer. And I was reading somewhere that the uglier the chicken, the better the layer.
Zoe spends about $1.50 a week on chicken feed. In exchange, she gets 2 to 4 fresh eggs a day.
They're really good. They just taste eggier.
But there's a reason she doesn't want me to use her last name. Like many cities around the country, Philadelphia prohibits backyard chickens.
They defecate everywhere. So if somebody's not really diligent in cleaning, I mean, it can get all over the place.
Tara Chernecki is interim director of Philadelphia Animal Care and Control. She says chickens can pose a health hazard if they attract rodents. And she says the birds need a lot of space.
Chickens are like little roosting guys. They like to run around. They do not like to be cooped up in a small area. It's just not fair to them.
But backyard chicken enthusiasts disagree. They're petitioning the city to make chickens legal in Philadelphia, just like they are in hundreds of other cities around the country.
Chicken, chicken, chickens. Come on.
Thomas Kreese keeps 2 chickens in Redwood City, California, a suburb of San Francisco. He writes a blog called UrbanChickens.net, where he tracks successful chicken legalization efforts from Asheville, North Carolina, to Vancouver, British Columbia.
There seems to be more of a push towards, hey, this makes good economic sense for me to be able to have a little bit more food security. I can grow my own garden. I can raise my own chickens for eggs.
And Kreese says one man's chicken poop is another man's fertilizer. He admits that if the chickens are left unattended, they'll make a meal out of his vegetable garden. But he says the trade-off is worth it.
Now I'm going to open the latch to the coop itself. And when I look in, wow, I have 3 eggs.
I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Let's step outside the chicken coop and check Wall Street one more time. The Dow is flat, NASDAQ down about 0.3%. S&P 500 up about 0.5%. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.